light turned green and we go and I looked out my window and we got T-boned. I remember as we were flipping, my whole life was like in my head, but also the future, like what good there was still to come, like almost his will for my life.
Yeah.
So I remember just like calling out to Jesus and like realizing that he wasn't done with me yet.
Yeah.
And that my life did have purpose. And it wasn't all for nothing to see everything that's played out and the miracles that we have seen since then and the people I've met and having Ivy and gonna have Brewer. And it just shows that when you're in those moments feeling that way, you can't see the future, but he still has so much for you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Salty Podcast. Today, I'm your host, Hunter. It's me.
And I'm
Devin. We're back in action.
Thanks for having me on, Hunter.
Hey, you know what? No problem, hun.
I love the vibe of this podcast.
It's like a podcast takeover. You know how like celebrities or like influencers or whatever will do like an Instagram takeover?
Right.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's like a podcast takeover.
What do you mean? Do you know what that is? I'm surprised you know what that is.
Well, the only people that I see do that are people that like bigger, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know who you follow. Like the people that I see doing it are like workout guys that get on like their supplement companies, takeover. So like, that's the only thing that I really think of when I think of like a takeover.
Okay. Gotcha. You know? That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm so glad that you're hosting today.
Yeah. I'm so glad we're back. We're back in the flesh.
What? Okay. So this really happened last minute, y'all, about the him wanting to host. Is it because we just thought, we're like, I'm always the one asking questions. Mm-hmm.
Actually, yes. My first thought was, I'm going to ask you the question that you always ask me on the podcast and in real life. But I feel like I don't ever get to ask you. So I was like, oh, I'll ask her that question on today's episode of the Salty Podcast. But then I was like, I need to interview her again. Because I interviewed you the one time, obviously. Well,
yeah, for the testimony.
For the testimony, if you want to call that me interviewing you. So here we are. I'm going to interview you.
Okay.
Now
I'm feeling like I'm in a hot spot.
Oh, you should be terrified.
I'm scared.
You should be. I just want to start out this questionnaire, this interview, by asking you truthfully, what's your favorite color?
Is that really it?
Yeah.
That's the question you wanted to ask?
I mean, no.
The daunting question?
No, that's the icebreaker.
Oh, perfect. I love icebreakers. Instead of getting too deep, you know, right away.
Okay.
My favorite color has always been green. I remember going into like preschool or whatever, and that was the first time I ever saw vibrant colors.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? That is a memory in my head. I walked into a room and on the top of the ceiling was all the all the basic colors.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, they're so pretty. Why did I never see vibrant colors before that?
Well, I mean, most people don't really have like vibrant colors in their house.
Yeah.
Like, look around.
Yeah. Anyway. But I feel like Ivy has seen those colors now. I don't know.
You probably did. It was just like it wasn't the first time you had seen the colors, but it was the first time they had been used as like
on display.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I saw lime green.
Yeah.
And I was just drawn to it. And green has always been one of my favorite colors since then. But as I've gotten older, the color has changed. So it went from lime green to sage green to like hunter green. Obviously, that's why the backgrounds, if you're listening on audio, y'all can't see. But the wallpaper in the podcast studio room is all like,
it's like a sea green.
Yeah, different greens on there. But cool. Yeah, I love green. But so with all that to say, that's always been one of my favorite, and I liked pink and whatever, but recently my favorite color has been yellow.
Yeah.
And I think it's because it makes me feel happy, and it reminds me of sunshine, and I've been obsessed with just like the sun and stuff as I've gotten older. It just makes me feel happy. It's just such a happy color.
Yeah.
Yeah. So green and yellow.
Cool.
Yeah, cute.
I love that. All right.
What's your favorite color?
I really don't know. Honestly, I feel like I've never really had like a favorite color. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Okay.
I've never really, I don't know.
I will say my like depressed season, it's getting a little morbid, but
my depressed era.
My favorite color was black.
Well, yeah. See, I mean, I wear black clothes.
I love black too. Still,
like I'm wearing this. Yeah. This isn't even a color.
It's but
like
all colors made me want to vomit.
When you were depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now you're crying.
No, I'm not crying. Does it look like I'm crying?
Yeah, your eyes are a little glossy.
I think that's just my glow, my makeup. Mm-hmm. I have like highlighter on.
Mm-hmm.
But also, my allergies are really bad right now.
Yeah.
I feel like I sound so different in every episode. Because I'll be fine, and then I sound like I have a frog in my throat, and I'm stuffy. So sorry, guys.
Yeah.
But anywho.
All right. So the question that I originally had an idea to ask you was, which you should know what this is.
What? How am I?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yes. Yeah, we'll start with that. How are you?
Okay. I'm good. Yeah.
Wow, long answer.
I am so hormonal.
Oh, now she's crying.
No, I'm really good. I'm great. 22 weeks pregnant. I'm fine. It's fine. Why do I have tears? I feel like this is therapy. Anytime we sit in these chairs and the cameras start rolling, the lights, there's studio lights in here. It really feels like a therapy session.
I'd hate for this to be my therapy room with a microphone and cameras and studio lights.
How terrible. So, yeah, no, I'm really good as much as it doesn't look like I'm good.
I was going to say, well, I don't really know if I believe you.
No, I'm good.
At this point in time.
It's just hormones.
Yeah.
Because that was...
Well, that, for record... that was like the fourth time I've asked her if she was crying in like the last 15
minutes.
And
I wasn't crying until then. No, you weren't
crying at all.
Yeah, but that was popping a little bubble I didn't know I had in there, I guess.
You always have a bubble on standby. I know. Just ready to pop.
So, no, I think, I don't know why. I think that question is so like an intentional question. Mm-hmm. So anytime somebody's like, how are you? I'm like, do you know something about me that I don't know that I haven't revealed?
Yeah, I get that.
So it just oh, it really makes you think and just kind of like feel what you're feeling, mm-hmm. you know. But all that to say, no, I'm good. I'm happy. I feel good. I'm excited about baby. I'm hurting physically.
Yeah.
Like I've been good. And then really the last few days, I'm like, ow, my body hurts.
Yeah. I don't really remember you hurting like that with Ivy.
But I did.
You did?
Yeah. Because I remember I literally told you like a week ago. I was like, do you remember around this time was whenever my back started hurting really bad?
Yeah.
And I was like on the couch all day, but it's different because I don't do that now.
You're right. It's different now because then it didn't matter if you just laid back on the couch all day.
Yeah.
But now you can't do that.
Yeah.
You know? So that's probably what makes it harder for you. And it seems like it's more evident and like worse, but in reality, it's probably not.
Yeah. It's just more because it's happening now.
Yeah.
Just like... stuff phase, like newborn phase.
Sure.
You talk about, then you're like, this is the hardest thing I've ever done. Yeah. And I'm like, golly, that was easy.
That was so a piece of cake.
Yeah. So other than that, no, I feel good. I feel like my walk with God is good. Like I had like a little bit where I got out of the habit of doing my quiet time and that really messes me up and it just throws everything off out of whack. Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like I've been talking to him more again and just spending that time trying to be intentional, having the intentional like conversations with him about things and like him revealing some things to me makes me feel closer to him and all of that. So all in all, I would say I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, this is not about me.
But I think you always ask me in return.
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to him being here just so we can, like, I'm not trying to rush the next, whatever, 2 months or whatever it is.
That does not seem long at all.
May, June. So maybe 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like 3 months.
Because it'll be
middle of July. So 3.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, it sounds longer when you put it that way. Like 3.5 months kind of sounds, not like a long time, but it's like, oh, okay. Like, he's not about to be
But
here.
I can't believe it's April. It was just January.
Oh, yeah.
So that time we have by. Is the amount of time we've left. See?
This year has gone by so fast.
The older you get, time just goes by fast.
It's crazy. But what I was saying is I'm looking forward to, like, just him being here so we can, like, just find our new normal, you know? Because at first it's going to be so, like, difficult. But like, I'm just, cause you know, I'm like a routine guy. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm looking forward to like seeing how we can find that new like routine.
Yeah.
Like in the best way. Like I'm not trying to, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to rush it and I'm not trying to like take away his newborn stage or mm-hmm. whatever. Like that's what I'm looking forward to.
Is meeting him.
It's like meeting him. Yeah. And I just like living and like living life though. You know, like doing life with two kids.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like looking forward to learning how to do and trying to navigate that because I'm like a problem solver too.
Yeah.
You know,
that's why I'm ready to get the nursery and stuff ready.
Because like when I'm working out in the mornings, I'm like, am I not going to be able to work out in the mornings anymore? Mm-hmm.
So just kind of to see how
just like simple stuff like that. Yeah. Like, because like with Ivy, once we got her on a schedule, like it wasn't terrible. So I'm looking forward to like finding that.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
But I want to start on the nursery. I think after this episode, we're going to go to Lowe's and get some stuff for the nursery because I am so eager just to have the place. And some people are so good about not, like, I mean, in a way, we don't need a nursery right off the bat.
Yeah.
But for me, I want to do the diaper changes in there. I want, like, his clothes to be organized and everything. Yeah. And
we always did that with Ivy. Like, we had some diapers and like scattered throughout the house, but we pretty much always took her to her room to change her diaper.
And I want to like do the,
it wasn't like,
like feed him in there and that just be our space.
Like his space.
His space, yeah. I just feel like that'll give us another room to enjoy.
Yeah, for sure. Probably make our space feel a little bit more open because our living area is kind of small.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and since we work in there and if that's like his space, we can take him in there and do the things that he needs and take care of him.
Yeah.
In his space, and it doesn't feel like our, you know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And for me, like, say when visitors come.
Yeah.
Like, with Ivy, well, I was in my room, so I would probably be in my room initially. I was just thinking of an escape mechanism. I've got to go feed him. Bye.
Yeah.
Y'all, stay out there.
Yeah.
Because if that room's not done or whatever, I wouldn't go sit on the floor.
Right.
So. Yeah.
So, this is the actual question.
Oh, that wasn't the question?
No.
Oh, heavens. I'm scared.
What has God been teaching you lately?
Okay. Woo.
Oh, God. More tears. No. That's exactly how you said, I'm good. They're coming. I'm just
Not. It's not coming. Honestly, he's been teaching me to hear his voice.
Yeah.
In everything. So even in the commotion of the day to day, if we're busy, if it's quiet, just to seek him in everything. And if you didn't listen to last episode, we kind of talked a little bit about that and how recently it was more of a just constantly teaching me that saying no, even to good things. Saying no doesn't mean that you're saying no to bad things. Like, they can be good things that God wants you to say no to because he knows ultimately what's best. So even if it looks good to the world, if it looks good to you, doesn't mean that's what you need to do. Mm-hmm. And being obedient in that, being obedient and saying yes to God, which could be no to other things, he's going to reward you in that. And that doesn't mean it is a physical reward. Doesn't have to be. I mean, there's been many times where we've been obedient to him and it was like a different type of reward, I guess.
Sure.
I mean, it's not a reward system. It's, you should still be obedient regardless, but that is how cool it is and good he is, because it's almost like Ivy, say she did something without us asking or she listened to us, even getting affirmed in that feels good to her. And so same thing, being obedient to him, I was instantly, the anxiety I was feeling about a situation, instantly I was filled with peace instead. And that to me was such a high, I keep saying reward, but I don't know what other word to say.
Yeah.
It's because he fills that cup and that void that we need. And I don't know how to explain it. I want to stop saying reward because I don't want it to be like, oh, it's a reward-based thing.
Yeah.
But being obedient to him is fulfilling, is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
It is fulfilling. Whatever.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. It's not like people to be like, oh,
it's not like you're obedient and then you get a check in the mail for like $1,000 or something. But it's
Or like, it's like bribery. Like, okay, Devin, if you're obedient to me, I'm going to give you this. Like we do with Ivy sometimes. If you use the potty, you'll get a sucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's not, like that's not the relationship. You do it because just like we want Ivy not to listen to us out of a bribery to receive something. We want her to do it because she like respects us and she trusts us. Mm-hmm. And that is a thing. I think that's where I'm going with it is trusting God no matter what, because I didn't know what that would look like or whatever, but saying no, I was met with feeling that it's because I trust you, God.
Yeah.
And that's why I felt the peace because I trust him and he has me.
I think it says somewhere like basically, if you love God, you'll obey him.
Yeah.
When you think about it that way and you think of like, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. And if you love God, then you obey him. Mm-hmm. Then you're putting all of your faith and hope and trust and all of the, you know, adjectives or whatever into him. Then even if you don't get
anything out of it.
Yeah, you don't get any physical thing out of it. But if you, since you do love God and like when you do obey him, like you're saying, it feels fulfilling. You're like, it's like a internal, like, yes, I did this right. You know, instead of, because you're talking about, I don't think you mentioned it on this episode. We mentioned it last episode, but we had an opportunity for the podcast and we were going to do it. And you ended up, you felt like God was telling you not to do it.
Yeah.
I know. Like, I know the feeling. You're like, it's like an internal, you're like, yes, I did this right. Like, I listened to him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
And that felt way better than going against his will.
Definitely. Because the whole time, if we still would have went, that's what I was trying to say. If we still would have went, the whole time we were there, it would have been in the back of your head, you know, oh, I just, you know, we shouldn't have done this, blah, blah, blah. Like, this wasn't what we were supposed to do. And it just would have had this whole, like, the whole trip would have had this kind of, like, negative connotation around it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, we'd have made the most of it. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But...
Well, I would have felt the disconnect with God because I didn't listen to him.
Yeah.
It's just like disobeying a parent. You are kind of being sneaky or not sneaky and they see that you're disobeying them and you feel that you've disappointed them because of your decision because it was against their will or whatever. And so with God too, it felt fulfilling knowing I was being obedient and it's all out of love because I know he knows what's best for me. Mm-hmm. And that's enough. So yeah, hopefully that reward system thing doesn't make people like, oh, it's not for rewards. It's because I know it's not. Like we don't do, just like you don't do good works to get into heaven. And all of that follows. Yeah. Like when you love God and love people and Jesus transforms your heart, that in and of itself, it makes you end up doing good things. But like that in and of itself isn't what gets you to heaven.
Yeah. And I mean, exactly. Like you don't be nice to your spouse to like to get them to like buy you something. Right. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. It's the same thing. Yeah. Like just because we like since we love God, we want to like obey what we think he's telling us what we should do. You know?
Yeah.
It's no different. Since I love you, I'm gonna be nice to you and I'm gonna, you know,
without expectations
of thinking, oh, if I be really nice to her today, she'll go buy me whatever.
Exactly.
New dirt bike or something. Yeah. You know, like.
And obviously there's worldly transactions in that way. Sure. Like with Ivy right now, we're potty training her. And
well, we're talking about adult relationships.
No, I know, but it's still still with her because there are moments where like we want her to do things because she trusts us.
Right. Yes.
And because we know it's best for her, even though she can't see it. And that is another point is God sees everything. He knows literally what's best for us. So even if on this earth, things that happen, like we talked about that before, bad things that happen to good people or bad things happen to everybody, not just good people, bad things happen to people.
Right.
And we won't know exactly why things happen on this earth. Mm-hmm. There's things I've been through that I can look back on and I'm like, oh, that's why that happened. Or that's why I was feeling that way and didn't go to this thing. Because that could have happened.
Yeah.
Or anything. Looking back over my life and seeing where there were moments where I was definitely protected. And in the moment, it didn't seem like I was protected, but I was protected from something way greater than what I could see because I couldn't see it in the moment. Being obedient to God is just very fulfilling. And that's what I love about having a relationship with Jesus. And I feel like it gets twisted with the world like unbelievers, they think it's just this dominant relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, and we're just submissive by a mean God.
Yeah.
But really it is the complete opposite. It's right. a relationship that you want to be obedient because it's literally full of love mm-hmm. and protection and safety and all of those things. And so it does make me sad when I see people, I kind of get defensive and they make you feel silly because they're like, oh, you're just in a relationship with this God that yeah. controls you and yeah. stuff. And yeah. like, really, it's not. I mean, that's why we have free will.
Right.
He loves us so much. And it's such a cool thing. It's so freeing. I wish people could experience it. Like people who don't know Jesus, I wish they, if they just, they could experience it instead of just writing it off as this weird thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so a little bit easier, lighthearted question. What is your favorite book in the Bible and why?
It's changed a lot.
Yeah.
Which I think is normal. It used to be Ephesians, I feel like, because it just made me, I don't know, it was like a feel-good book in a way.
You think so? You think Ephesians is feel-good?
It made me, yes, in a weird way.
Yeah.
But honestly, I haven't read Ephesians in a hot minute. And so I want to go back and read it. But I've been reading John a lot over and over again because he does such a good job of showing like Jesus.
Yeah. Like the gospel story.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I also did a small group on it a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And that really made me fall in love with the book of John.
Yeah.
Because it's so deep. It just made me be like, dang, I love Jesus.
Yeah.
What's your favorite book in the Bible?
Probably Ephesians or Romans.
Why?
All the books in the Bible are this. But to me, Ephesians and Romans feel like powerful in a way. Mm-hmm. Like they have a little bit more about, to me, they have a little bit more about like the why. Yes. And like a little bit more mm-hmm. of like an apologetics-ish feel to it versus like stories. Mm-hmm. And the stories and parables are great. They're amazing. I'm not discounting that.
Yeah.
But that's what I like to read a little bit more. It's easier for me to like want to keep reading when I'm reading that stuff like that.
Like versus, you said, it kind of tells you the why.
You're right.
And I think that's what I meant. It made me feel good. It made me believe what I believe even more.
Right.
Because yes, you know who Jesus is and stuff by that point. Mm-hmm. But in Ephesians, it is very powerful. But
they're also very challenging to mm-hmm. me. So when I'm reading through it, it makes me think about the way that I'm living and being and acting and the things that I say, you know, mm-hmm. more so. And I think that's just my personality versus somebody else may enjoy the gospel. And I like the gospels too. I think my favorite gospel is probably Luke.
Mm-hmm. Why do you believe what you believe? Like, how do you know that you know with all your heart that what you believe is true and right and you have Jesus in your heart?
That's kind of a hard question, but
I think I'm asking because I know you weren't raised to.
Yeah. For reference, my parents, like, they're believers, but, like, I didn't really grow up, like, going to church mm-hmm. or anything like that. I wasn't really raised, like, around it. I ended up going to a Christian school when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. So that was, like, kind of my start. And then I started going to church with Devin when I was 16.
Yeah.
Since we grew up and we live in the Bible Belt, like, you just hear about it, like, even in school and whatever, like, you hear people talking about it or, you know, you see people wearing crosses or whatever everywhere. So I kind of knew about it. And I went to church with one of my friends when I was probably, like, 9-ish, somewhere around there. And somebody got baptized that day. Like, I'll never forget that. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I remember. Like, that was the first time I remember, like, being in church and, like, listening. I went some when I was younger, like my parents, we would go with my grandparents and stuff every now and then, but I was too little to really like remember. And I was like, this was boring, you know, sitting in the back or whatever. But
I guess, when did it come alive for you? Like, for if somebody asked you that's a non-believer, okay, why?
Okay, so I never answered that question.
Yeah, you didn't answer it.
Well, first of all, it's your faith. It's like, you just have to have faith in what you believe is true and real.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why, like, as Christians,
yeah.
And it is the word of our testimony. That right. is how we tell people about Jesus.
Yes.
Because there are I remember you being young and the thought always popped up. I'm like, how do we know we're right? Because there's so many different mm-hmm. religions, so many different things. And that is a, I feel like, a common question that unbelievers have for Christians or people of faith.
Or anybody.
Anybody. Yeah. But I remember, just like you just said, it's faith. And we talked about this because we have a friend who's not a believer. And he was talking about how faith just seems
right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And you made a good point. And you're like, you also have faith that what you believe is right.
Yeah.
You have to have faith that you don't believe in God.
Yeah, exactly.
And that it's not real.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, it doesn't matter if you're a Christian or Buddhist or whatever, or you're atheist. It doesn't matter. Like, you have to have faith in that, that what you think is true. But anyway, my Bible teacher, when I went to the Christian school, was really good. He was a big influence on me. I was still always a little like, I was a believer, but like, I didn't really know what that meant, you know? Like, to me, it was always just like very surface level. And like, I didn't really realize until later in my, probably later in my teenage years or so, that I'm like, or even after that, maybe, that you have to have like a, it's not just about believing in God, you know? You have to have like a real relationship with Him. Mm-hmm. And like, that's what it really means to be a Christian. It's not about saying, oh yeah, I believe in God, because that's how I grew up.
Because it is that's the kicker, is you can say that you believe because you want to believe it's true or whatever.
Yeah.
But there is this, when the Holy Spirit comes onto you, comes inside of you, when you accept Jesus as your Christ and Savior and the Holy Spirit, you feel the difference. Mm-hmm. From just being like, I want to believe, I think, whatever, and then experiencing His actual love and that relationship is how you end up truly being, like, believing what you believe to be real, because you can feel it. It is a real feeling that you have, and that there, obviously, there's a ton of evidence, like history and stuff, about Jesus.
Yeah.
To me, the proof
It's in the pudding, right?
Yeah, the proof is in the pudding. So the proof to why we believe what we believe and why we believe that Jesus is Jesus and God and we have the Holy Spirit is because of the feeling.
Yeah.
Of it, you just know. It's a difference. Right. You transform. That's why you
And that's why, yeah. That a lot of people, like unbelievers, will argue that it's like just emotional. It's an emotional-based thing. I've heard that a lot. It's easy for me to discount that from them. Obviously I have emotions, but like, I don't make decisions based off of emotions.
Yeah.
You know?
No, for sure. And honestly, you being a believer, all day, every time I see, like, the closer you get to God, I'm like, dang, He's real.
Yeah.
God's real. I know that, but seeing it come from you and your transformation, believing, is so...
It's kind of funny because, like, just knowing myself, like, it makes me even more of a believer. I'm like, if God can, like, transform my heart and let me, make me freely, like, dedicate my life to Him, I'm like, He's got to be real.
Yeah.
It just, because, like,
because I am a Philly-based person.
Yeah.
And so that's what it really is, a testimony. That's why other people's testimonies help us.
Right.
Because of that, like, even watching you live out your life the way you do, and me knowing how you are in other things, I'm like, dang, like, wow.
Yeah.
God's so real.
Very, very real, because, like, there's a lot of decisions and things that I do every day, like, because of Him. Yeah. And I would be a completely different person if it wasn't because of God.
Yeah.
I think that's a big reason. I mean, it is for sure. But there's a reason that I met you. When I did.
Ditto, same.
Because, not that I was, I mean, we were 13, so it's like, not that I was like terrible at 13, but I don't know like what my life would have looked like if I wouldn't have been exposed to you and to like that, to church and whatever else, you know, all that stuff. That was God's plan for my life, so it would have happened either way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It would have happened either way. But
you can look back and see that
I'm thankful that's the way that it happened.
I know,
because here we are, hon.
And that's what I say I've always said that. So, and anytime that people ask about us and whatever, I'm like, God just put Him in my life at that age. Like, I know that's silly because we were so young and we were boyfriend and girlfriend, but still, like, out of the worldly boyfriend girlfriend attraction, think you're cute, whatever.
Yeah.
there was a reason. And even me, the things that were beginning to happen at that age, it's like when you came into my life, it like halted.
Yeah.
And I went down a completely different path than the path I was headed towards. Mm-hmm. And so that's freaking cool.
Yeah.
That makes me want to talk about miracles for a minute. I was challenged by it when we had that conversation the other day with our friend. And we were just talking about miracles and how, you know, in the Bible with Jesus and he performed all these miracles. And so obviously all that is for us to see and to see that testimony play out, mm-hmm. all those testimonies, and to show that like Jesus is God and all of that. But when Jesus left and went to heaven, the gift was the Holy Spirit to pour on us. And so he sent out his disciples to be able to perform those same miracles, mm-hmm. because the Holy Spirit was within them, you know? So then we hear about those testimonies and how the disciples were able to perform miracles. Well, I think I was challenged, mm-hmm. in that having good, challenging conversations are good because it does affirm like why you believe what you believe.
Yeah.
So that's why I like challenging conversations. Sometimes it can be hard to have because I have to really think and pray about it and whatever. But anyway, so this person said, they were like, well, why do we not see the same miracles happening? Why do we not see people that are paralyzed beginning to walk again, or people that were blind that can now see and all of that? And in the moment, I was caught off guard. I was. But then I'm like, miracles still happen every day.
Every day.
And we don't see it. The Bible is so short in comparison to what happens in the world every day. Yeah. All the stories.
Right.
I guarantee you.
And that was all taking place in one geographical area. Mm-hmm. Like now we have access to basically the entire world, pretty much, almost.
Yeah.
Via the internet. Miracles happen every day. And
you might not hear about it, or you might hear one story, you might think it's baloney because you're not there. I thought
about this the other day, actually. We're at church and he told the story about, it's one of his friends, our pastor's friends. He told that story about the lady had, what was it? Stomach ulcer. Yeah. The doctor was like, pretty much, this is terrible. You're going to have surgery. Like, there's no other way we can fix this. No medication, no nothing. Got to have surgery. Because it was like a huge problematic stomach ulcer. And long story short, it was gone. Mm-hmm. She prayed, blah, 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 you know.
And I loved that they said, because he's the one who prayed with her, right?
It was one of his pastor friends. Okay. It was a lady in that guy's congregation. So his friend was the pastor, mm-hmm. that prayed with her. And
prayed in faith.
Yeah.
But it happened twice. So the first time he prayed over her, she said she didn't even feel different in that moment. Mm-hmm. It's not like instant, like she felt something come over her. It was just like they said the prayer. I remember like he made the point. He was like, it's not like she even felt something in the moment. You know, it was just, okay. She went back to the doctor. They were gone. They came back, praise the Lord. And then a few months later, she came back and she was like, they're back.
Mm-hmm. She went back and prayed with the pastor again. And he said that he felt like the Lord just told him to ask her, like, are you holding on to any unforgiveness, mm-hmm. in your life? And she just started like uncontrollably weeping. And she was like, yes. And blah, blah, blah. So she prayed about that and stomach ulcers were gone.
And the doctor who...
It was like a something, and it wasn't like a, oh yeah, I haven't like forgiven. It was like something that she had been holding on to for years.
Yeah.
Like,
so something that was making her physically ill.
Right.
She had to get physical healing and spiritual healing. And the doctor who she was seeing is now a believer.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Because of that is a testimony, that miracle that played in front of his eyes.
So just things like that. And mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy. Like, paralyzed people learn to walk again pretty often. Mm-hmm. And you know, what's funny is miracles that happen to people, the person that it's happened to may not even realize it was a mm-hmm. miracle from God. It's just, I have a clean bill of health now, or you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I just thought, oh, it's a miracle. They didn't think about it being from God. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So anyways, but then other miracles that happen, like the car accident I was in.
Yeah.
I remember that. Like, it just got me in my thoughts. And I'm like, okay, has miracles happened in my life? Obviously nothing so drastic or whatever, where I was blind and now I can see, or I was paralyzed and now I can walk. But so many other miracles that you like pray for, and then it happens. It that can be physical, it could be spiritual, it could be mental, like all these things. And that's something, if you're listening, if you can remember a time in your life that you've seen a like God's miracle happen in your life with you or someone else, like comment that, because I feel like it's encouraging to see that.
Yeah.
Hearing other people's testimonies.
Miracles still do happen.
Yes, they do.
Because of the Holy Spirit.
But the car accident.
Yeah.
I've never really shared that on the podcast, I don't think.
No.
So it was around the time I was like 13. Me and Hunter had been dating maybe a year. So maybe I was 14. Freshman year of high school.
Freshman year, yeah.
And this was whenever I entered into the first time I feel like felt feelings of being depressed and suicidal. That's whenever I really started, I guess, feeling those kind of feelings. Mm-hmm. And I remember not, because it was new to me, because I always, before all this, had always heard of that. And I was like, I can't believe people do that or they even feel that way and all this. And then to really feel it for myself really tripped me up.
Yeah.
And I was so young too, but I don't remember how long the span of that time was. But I asked, it was one morning, I asked mom if I could stay home from school. And I was a girl that was older than me, took me to school. And a different girl took Logan to school, which is one of my older sisters. I don't know why we never carpooled, because we both went to the same school. Yeah. We just rode with separate people. Anyway, so this morning specifically, the girl who was supposed to take my sister to school couldn't take her. So the girl who took me to school was going to take both of us to school. I just was very gloomy. I was depressed feeling. I didn't want to go. So I remember asking mom if I could stay home. She told me no. And I remember walking out of the house and I was just so bitter. I was in such my own little pity world of feeling the way I was feeling. And I remember not even telling her bye and I loved her, because I remember her telling me that. I'm like, bye, I love you, have a good day. And I just walked out and slammed the door. And I remember.
Not JC.
Yeah. I know. I know. I meant to ask her about that when she was on the podcast, but I'm going to talk about her again. Yeah. Talk about that again, maybe. Her perspective of that. So anyways, we got in the car and it was such this weird internal feeling I felt. I was not seeking God at all. I was not in the Word. I was not in prayer. I was just whatever. I think I was tweeting depressing thoughts too. Twitter, when I had a Twitter.
Now it's X, by the way.
It's not Twitter anymore?
X.
What?
It's called X.
Interesting. Why?
Elon Musk. He changed it. It doesn't matter.
Okay, yeah. That's not the point. Yeah. Got in the car. I had this feeling come over me. I was like, something's going to happen. I was like, basically, like, I remember laying in bed that morning before I asked to stay home, almost hoping I would get in a car accident and something would happen, because I was having those thoughts of not wanting to be here anymore. And I was too scared to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, see if something else just happened to me. Then I would be able, then it would be easier.
Right.
So I was almost like just hoping that I would get in a car accident. Got in the car. We were driving to school. And then I was just, gosh, I was so sunken with all these thoughts. And I remember I had tweeted something and one of my best friends, at literally the most perfect time, I guess she saw it and she sent me a Bible verse. And I wish I had screenshotted the Bible verse a long time ago, and I wish I'd still had it, because I do not remember the verse it was, but it was something that it just like instantly made me like click and been like, wait, no, like I don't want to die yet. Like I feel like I do have, like God does have a purpose for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was an immediate mind shift, and that could be because that's why I want to ask my mom, like, were you praying for me or something? Because it was like instant shift.
Yeah.
And I remember I didn't have my seatbelt on and I was about to text you and tell you, I feel like I'm getting a car accident, but then I didn't want to be weird.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, see, if I did, then you would have really believed me. But so I put my seatbelt on and I just started praying. And I was like, God, forgive me. Forgive me for feeling this way. Help me not be so sad. Help me not feel this way. Help me be joyful and all this. And I was like, please protect me from harm and all of us, because it's like I knew something was about to happen. And it was like in that instant, my mind, I had the choice to be like, do you want to live a purposeful life for God or do you want to not? And in that moment, I was like internally praying and looking out the window. and praying for protection and all of that. And then we were at a red light, first in line, light turned green, and we go, and I looked out my window, and we got T-boned, and we flipped 3 times, and somehow I called you. That's still wild to me. So Hunter heard the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I remember as we were flipping, obviously it goes by so fast, but in the moment it felt so slow and in slow motion. And it's like my whole life was like in my head. And then but also the future, like what good there was still to come, like almost his will for my life.
Yeah.
And I was just like saying Jesus' name out loud over and over again. Crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's bringing me back.
Yeah. Not more tears here on the Salty Pod. Here. You're going to have to stop doing your makeup for the podcast.
I know. So I remember just like calling out to Jesus and like realizing that he wasn't done with me yet.
Yeah.
And that my life did have purpose. And it wasn't all for nothing. And I remember. So I remember being like, we were upside down. And I didn't even know if like anything was wrong with me. I was just like in shock. And I could only hear myself. I didn't hear my sister who was in the back seat. And so I thought she was. Anyway, so they put us in the ambulance, and then I looked over and it was Logan, and she was good. It was like I felt so many different things, the way that I wanted to like leave the earth, and then feeling like I lost her in that moment too. It made me like sad for what the people around me would feel if I did like choose to not be here anymore.
Yeah.
So anyways, that in itself felt like just was a miracle that played out in my life. Cause I truly believe like that could have happened completely different. And yeah. And so from that moment is whenever I like felt that God did have something for me. And like now I think that's why I'm so emotional. I haven't relived that in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But that was over 10 years ago. And so to see everything that's played out and the miracles that we have seen since then and the people I've met and have an Ivy and gonna have Brewer, and it just shows that when you're in those moments of feeling that way, you can't see the future but he still has so much for you.
Definitely.
And he has so much for my life, and to know that I could have easily missed out on all that and the goodness of him. I still think it's crazy you were on the phone with me.
I know. That is crazy. Yeah, when you were telling that story, talking about obeying God, this one's kind of silly. I mean, it's not. I didn't know at the time. I was a freshman, I think. This was right after your wreck. Like, within a few weeks, I was leaving school one day. It was like the week before my birthday. I was about to leave school, and maybe I had baseball practice. Because it wasn't like right after school. So I think that's what it was. I think I had baseball practice, or maybe I was going to baseball practice or something. One of my friends, I saw him, like one of my really good friends at the time. I saw him, like I said, that I went to a small school. He was a sophomore. And there was like a group of four of us, one of my friends that was a freshman and then two sophomores. And we would always like hang out at break and lunch and everything like that. We were always hanging out together, like us four. So anyway, I saw one of the guys that was a sophomore, like down this like other sidewalk, like where we would eat lunch at. And I was going, I think I was going to baseball practice like when school got out. Of course, I had been talking to him like all day, you know, whatever. We'd been hanging out when we could at lunch and whatever that day. And so I saw him over there, and there was something, and I had already like walked past. So for me to go back, I would have had to like turn around and walk backwards. There was just something in me. I was like, oh, I should go tell him bye. You know, I should go say, I should go be like, all right, man, I'll see you tomorrow or whatever. But I was like, why would I do that? I see him every day, you know? Like, it's fine. It's after school. Everybody knows, like, I'll see him tomorrow. It's not a big deal. That night at basketball practice, he passed away.
Did you go tell him bye?
No. Mm-hmm. I didn't. As soon as I heard about that, I was like, dang. Like, I felt like I needed to go tell him bye, and I didn't, mm-hmm. you know? So that was always kind of weird. And I get in thinking about it now, that was, I mean, it had to be God telling me, like, go tell him bye one last time.
Yeah.
I didn't think that'd be the last time I'd ever see him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it. So, like, and it was a strong urge, but I was just like, nah, I don't feel like turning around and going back. Mm-hmm. And because I was going to baseball practice, you know?
Does that happening, does that make you, since then on, do you try to be better about listening to those urgencies? And
yeah, for sure. I mean, I was trying to think of another example where I felt something like that strong, because I just remember it being such a strong, like, urge to go tell him bye. And I'm like, why, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of another example, and I can't think of one. The only thing I can think of is, like, kind of the urge that I had. I mean, it wasn't really even an urge when I quit the fire department to do social media with you full time. But that's the only thing that I think is similar. But on the other hand, it's completely different because it wasn't like an urge. I didn't want to, you know, but it was something that I felt like I was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So I did.
Yeah.
After a long time of prayer. But it was like immediately, I'll never forget. It was like, I was just walking and it was like immediately like, oh, I should go tell him bye.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I remember you struggled with that for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard.
But, yeah.
And I think...
So it's kind of like your podcast scenario, the opportunity we had.
You never know.
Right.
What could happen. And I think that's too, since the car accident, because I had that urgent urge that mm-hmm. something was going to happen. And then it did.
Yeah.
There's been many, many times since then that I do not follow through with things because I'll have some bad feeling.
Yeah. Well, the urge for you to put your seatbelt on at the red light that you got in a wreck at.
Yeah. Wild.
Thankfully, you listened.
I know, because that. We flipped.
Mm-hmm.
The windows, but like I could have been out of the car and it would have been a completely different story.
Yeah. You probably would have flew out the car.
Yeah. Well, Logan flew in the trunk
mm-hmm.
and like, praise God that it was had the rolling. Like it was Jeep Cherokee, that helped because it didn't smash the top of it.
It wasn't like a little small car.
Yeah.
You know?
From your perspective, because mm-hmm. I know, like, because I shared with you the way I was feeling.
Yeah.
And all that, like, after.
After, yeah.
I don't feel like I've ever asked you about that.
How did that make me feel?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I mean, I think I took everything... And I still do sometimes, but I took everything like a little lightly. So not that I wasn't taking you seriously, but I didn't realize like how real it was, you know? But I mean, there was a lot of things that I still didn't know about you then, you know,
mm-hmm.
things that you had been through and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I was like, kind of like, why, you know,
mm-hmm.
thought that to myself. But like now being older, but we're 13.
You were so young. Yeah.
So, but now being older. That's how
I
was
anytime I heard it. Yeah.
Yeah. But now being older, you know, I feel differently about this.
But hearing the car accident part, like the whole miracle part in of itself, like afterward, the testimony of it all.
Yeah.
Like, this is what happened. And this is like, then it was a joyful story for me to tell because I'm like, look what God did.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, I always thought that was, like, powerful.
I feel like the faith and miracle, all that was new to you. Because this was, that was the intro of you being introduced to...
Yeah, because I had just started going to that school.
Mm-hmm.
I had been going there a year.
Yeah.
So that was when I was, like, starting to learn more about just being a Christian and everything. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, it's so wild. Like, now, reliving that story, and obviously I was emotional... It wasn't feeling the emotion. It was emotional for, like, I would just want to go hug her. And, like, that whole situation, like, seeing it play out even now, And I think because being what we've been through now and just everything, I'm like, wow, it makes me sad for ever feeling that I didn't have purpose.
Yeah, for sure. Because look at you.
Wow.
Look what you're doing right now.
All because of Jesus. All glory to him.
Yeah.
Well, that got deep. I feel like we probably have so much more we can talk about. But all in all, miracles still exist. Miracles still happen. Being obedient to God is so worth it. And just Jesus is real. Mm-hmm. And I hope that if you're listening to this, that you can seek him for yourself and feel that. If you want to feel that, I encourage you just to get in the word, go in prayer. And it doesn't have to be this fancy prayer. It's literally just a conversation. Find a church, find a small group, all those things. It can help align it. And, you know, for like, those are good resources. So a good community, like-minded people, talk to people who do believe, find podcasts, all of that. There's podcasts out there basically sharing the gospels too. And like as a new believer and everything. So thanks for interviewing me a little bit.
Yeah,
I know
of course
it ended up being kind of both still, I love you a lot. And
love you, hon.
I'm glad I'm still here. So we have had this life together. See y'all next Monday. Bye.